Welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC, 11:38 on your Friday morning. Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue. The Berkshire Theater Group presents Bernard Slade same time next year at the Fitzpatrick Main Stage in Stockbridge through August 10th. Now, in the show, George and Doris are married but not to each other. Shocking immorality, I know. After a passionate chance meeting, the two decide to meet once a year to rekindle their relationship, encompassing 25 years of reunions, manners, and morals. It's a Tony-nominated and Drama Desk-winning play, hilarious, touching in its own way, an unconventional look at love and changing times. In the BTG production, directed by Kyle Fable, Corinna May plays Doris and David Atkins plays George. Both actors, the whole show, joins us now. Thank you both for being here.
That's great to
Thank
be
you.
Here.
You know, this play goes back 40 years or so, right?
Yes.
Why does it still resonate with audiences and you both?
Because it's funny.
That's it? That's all there is
no,
to it?
No, no. There are lots of aspects to it.
It's really, I mean, I think that these two people are really relatable, and what they go through, it's a love story, first of all. I mean, first and foremost, it's a love story.
Is that easy to play?
It
comedy traditionally comedy's hard.
Yeah, they yeah.
love easy.
No. Well, for us, we actually happen to know each other. So
okay,
we for 13 years.
For 13
years, we've been together for 13
we've been together for 13 years.
Oh, that works out. Then.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but that must also present its own challenges.
It's kind of wonderful because I didn't meet David until I was 40.
Yeah.
So
did you meet once a year?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, part of the fun of this is I've been able to have an affair with my own partner.
Amazing.
Yes.
And we've gotten to be in our 20s together, because in the play we start out at the age of 25. So I've gotten to be in my 20s and my early 30s with David. So times that we never actually got to live through together.
Are there special professional challenges? Now, you're together, and then if Corinna does not deliver a line in rehearsal that, oh, God, David, so, oh, what are you doing?
I mean, can it
turn into something much worse?
I threw a number of tantrums. I have to admit.
Really? Does that happen, Corinna?
You moved on my punchline.
Stop upstaging me.
See, this is the intimate place where you can share those things.
That's
no one's
right.
listening. It's
That's
fun.
Right.
Well, they say that Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne never, ever, ever stopped working. That they, from the moment they got up in the morning till the moment they shut their eyes at night, they were, if they were working on a play, they were always like, well, what about this? Well, what about that? Well, let's change this. Well, let's change that. Well, what about if you did this? Well, what happens when I do that? So we're not quite that bad.
But we do find ourselves, we do find ourselves talking about it quite a bit.
Yeah.
We wake up in the morning and it will come up, and we kind of have to take time off.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's great to be able to talk about it, because, I mean, I know for me, and the thing is true for David, too, that when we're in the rehearsal process, we are completely consumed by the play,
yeah.
the world of the play. And the thing is that when you're doing a play, what you're essentially doing is solving a series of challenges. How do I make this believable? How do I find that? What is it about? How do we solve this moment? How do we get that laugh? What's the truth of this situation? You know, just as a set designer is solving the challenge of how do I create the world of the play, and the lighting designer and the director, we're all solving challenges, and it's exciting and it's thrilling and it's unknown. And so I'm constantly sort of taking things apart and thinking, well, what about this? It's always on my mind. So to be able, you know, we'll be in the middle of, I don't know, having breakfast or doing some innocuous task, and someone will just turn to the other and say, you know that thing in scene two?
You can't just turn it off and say, gosh, how about those Mets?
We do set times.
You
have limits.
Okay, now,
yeah. There are limits.
Yeah, and I think that's important, because we need downtime, too. Our brains need downtime. So we say, now we're just going to go take a walk.
Oh, that's good. Well, we're talking to Corinna May and David Atkins. They appear in same time next year at the Berkshire Theater Group through August 10th. Now, you mentioned you got together with David when you were around 40. And these characters in this play age. It takes place over 25 years.
Yes.
So how do you, as actors, approach this starting young, getting old? How does this work for you?
Well, it's actually a delicate process, because if you just go out and pretend to be young, it's not necessarily truthful. What you have to do is find the essence of the innocence, I think. And once you can tap into that, you are more successful at playing in your 20s. Also, the other thing is, I think being 25 in the 50s was a younger, was in a way younger than being 25 today.
As we see it, though, we weren't there, so we're not sure.
That's true.
But
that's
we assume, the thing about these characters is that they are less knowing. I mean, certainly my character, Doris, you know, is grown up Catholic in a big Italian-American family in Oakland, California. And she's led a pretty sheltered life.
Yeah.
And there's a lot she just doesn't know because it just hasn't come within her compass at all. And she's also been a mother since she was 18. And she's got three little kids and she's 25. And in the 50s, post-World War II, people did start getting married younger.
Yeah.
And the women were sent right back into the home and told that having children and being good homemakers was the be-all and end-all.
And along with the sexual revolution hadn't happened.
Is this why this show still resonates, this play still resonates today? In essence, gives a perspective, a look back as to how things were?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the great attractions of it. And we get to look back at ourselves and the way we were.
How much of David at 25 comes through in your acting?
Oh, well, I think we, as an actor, we try to bring we bring ourselves to that, and we do, in a way, relive that period of our life for the moments while we're on stage. And that has been part of the challenge, too. As we age, I think we tend to lose some of our access to innocence.
And what it is that makes you young.
Yes, that's right. And that's one of the great reasons people love to be actors, is because we go outside of the of ourselves and can really embrace.
I was looking at my students, because I teach young people, and looking at the way they are and the way they are in the world and what they don't know yet that I do know. And thinking, and just wishing for them that they wouldn't lose the exuberance, the joy, the curiosity. And I think it's all of that that I really want to go along with what David's saying, that we get as actors, it is demanded of us that we keep that alive in ourselves.
How do you do it? Is it method act? I mean, how does one do that? I think it's a constant quest to keep that little spark of being a little kid inside everybody, and most of us lose it. How do you do it?
Well, we get to practice it a lot.
Yeah.
Because we get to act.
So it's all rehearsal.
You mentioned method, and you know, method is a tricky word in some ways, but in some ways it's really true. Method is about really trying to experience things fully and deeply, and from a perspective that you have experienced before, and we work on that. We do that.
We're talking with David Atkins and Corinna May, who are in Same Time Next Year at the Fitzpatrick Main Stage in Stockbridge through August 10th. We have about 45 seconds left, and we could go for an hour easily. The Berkshire Theater Group, everyone who talks about it says it has this magic. Briefly, tell us why you think it has that magic.
Well, I would have to say it starts with Kate McGuire. She brings...
That's what I hear.
It's true. It really is true. And yes, she is employing me and signing my checks right now.
Good move, David.
But it really starts with her. She has an enthusiasm for the art. She's also an actor herself, and she knows what we go through as actors. And she's obviously very good at the business part, but she understands what our function in society is, and she really brings an incredible energy and vitality to the theater.
She clearly loves it. She loves the theater. She loves actors. She loves the storytelling. She loves bringing it to an audience, and it's infectious.
Well, it's been so nice having you both here, Corinna May and David Atkins, in same time next year at the main stage at the Berkshire Theater Group through August 10th. To learn more, berkshiretheatergroup.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.